Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live. If you have Bible questions or if you're struggling with some issue of everyday life, well, we invite you to call and speak with us right now. The number, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. If you're hearing Basic Gospel at any time other than 3 p.m. Central, you can still get your questions to us by voicemail at the same number in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Call now, because it's Basic Gospel, everybody. And today we want to say happy anniversary to somebody who's been a lifelong friend of mine, a very dear brother in Christ. His name is Coleman Christopher. So he and Corday are celebrating their first anniversary. And Bob, I know you're delighted as well.
Yes, indeed. It was a beautiful day, September 28th last year. We actually had the wedding in our backyard, and just really a beautiful setting. And it was just a wonderful day. It was hard for me to get through the ceremony without tears. But just to see what God brought together with Coleman and Corday. And they're just a perfect match.
Yes.
And they really encourage one another, love one another, are just so anxious to do things and serve one another in love. It's just great to see. So
It's
our great honor and great joy to say happy anniversary to Coleman and Corday today.
Happy anniversary, guys.
Yes, indeed. Well, today is another special day on the Jewish calendar. It is Yom Kippur,
right,
the Day of Atonement, and it was certainly a very sacred, special, holy day,
mm-hmm,
as laid out in the Old Testament. I think Leviticus chapter 16 and Leviticus chapter 23 really spell out all of what is to take place on that day. And it was the one day of the year that the high priest would actually go into the Holy of Holies, and he would have to take blood first for his own sins, and then he would have to take blood into the Holy of Holies for the sins of the people. And then there was a very interesting ceremony that took place immediately after that. He would take some of the blood that he had put on the altar, the mercy seat,
mm-hmm,
and that's what the Day of Atonement is all about. It's about God and man meeting at the mercy seat. Well, Jesus Christ has become that mercy seat for us. It's in him that we receive mercy, and that all of our sins are not just covered, but they're taken away,
yeah,
once and for all. But the second part of the Day of Atonement, the high priest would take some of the blood and he would put it on the forehead of what they called the scapegoat.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would send the scapegoat out into the wilderness, signifying that the sins had been taken away from the people, that the temple had been cleansed and the people had been cleansed. So that was a picture of what Christ did for us at the cross. Now, there's a big difference. Those sacrifices, they could not take away sins. As a matter of fact, they merely served as an annual reminder that the sin debt had yet to be paid.
Yeah.
So it just kept the sins at the forefront of the people. But Jesus Christ, he took away our sins once and for all. And in him, we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So the transaction is complete. Jesus Christ isn't going to offer himself anymore. He offered himself one time for all time, for all sins. He entered into the real Holy of Holies, the very presence of God the Father. He offered himself as the propitiation for our sins, as the mercy seat for our sins. That sacrifice was accepted by God the Father. And in accepting that, our sins are forgiven in Christ Jesus. So we can say all of our sins have been forgiven once and for all. And there's so many passages of Scripture that say that.
Yeah.
Like I said, Ephesians 1:7, in him we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that has been richly lavished upon us. Colossians 1:13 and 14 says basically the same thing. In him we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And it also says there that we have been transferred out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son whom God loves. We see in Hebrews chapter 9, we see that Jesus entered into the Holy of Holies, not with blood for his own sins, but for us.
Right.
Yeah. And he took away our sins once and for all. He sent them away. We see in Hebrews 1:3 that after he made purification for our sins, he sat down at the right hand of God the Father. We see in Hebrews 10:10 that by that one sacrifice, he has made us holy forever. In Hebrews 10:14, we see that by that one sacrifice, he has perfected those whom he has made holy. So the Word of God is very clear that the sacrifice of Jesus Christ was sufficient to take away our sins. And in Colossians chapter 2, verse 13, we see that those of us who were dead in transgressions and sins, we've been made alive together with Christ, and that Christ has forgiven all of our sins.
Yeah.
And this one final verse, 1 John 2:12, I write to you, dear little children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. So this Day of Atonement in the Jewish calendar and how they went through that day of worship and the high priest going into the Holy of Holies, that was a shadow of what Christ was going to do in reality for us. And he went into the Holy of Holies as our high priest. He offered himself as the once-for-all sacrifice. That sacrifice was sufficient to take away all of our sins. So when we receive Christ, we receive that forgiveness in full. It's complete.
Yes.
There's nothing more that needs to be done. As Jesus cried out from the cross, it is finished. And if we will get this in our minds, we will have assurance of salvation. Why? Because we will realize the thing that kept us from God, our sins, the thing that killed us from the get-go, sin, has been dealt with. It's been dealt with by the blood of Jesus, and his blood is more powerful. His blood is bigger than all the sins that have ever been committed throughout human history. That's big. I mean, that is big. We have 7 billion people on the planet today. There's been billions more that have lived before this period in human history. And Jesus Christ took all sins, every single one of them, upon himself. And he died offering himself to God the Father. God the Father propitiated and forgiveness given in Christ Jesus. So, believer in Christ, guess what? You are a forgiven person. Your sins have been sent away as far from you as the east is from the west. God will never remember them no more. Will never remember them anymore. And there is no more sacrifice for your sins. Why? Because Christ offered himself once and for all.
I wish you could bring some good news sometime.
I know. I tell you, it doesn't get any better than this.
It really doesn't.
You can look out in the world, and we're just hoping for a bit of good news, you know, out there in the world. We want to see things turned around here at the end of 2020, based on how it started. We're looking for good news. Well, there's no greater good news than what I've just talked about, the finished work of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That is what we have the privilege to proclaim each and every day. That's what we, as believers in Christ, have the privilege to live out each and every day as well.
Absolutely. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. We're glad you're with us. We have an open line for you at 844-322-2742. In just a moment, we're going to jump up to Canada and speak with Kat. But before we go there, you know, we only have the remainder of today, tomorrow, and Wednesday before the end of the month. And friends, we, of course, have recently been discussing the fact that the coronavirus has impacted giving for Basic Gospel, and we truly need a strong outpouring of support as we enter these final few days of September, a couple of days. As Bob has said, we'd need about $50,000 total between now and the end of the month to cover the costs of radio and other media. Now, this virus has been tough on everybody, but friends, we truly need your help at this time. Any amount that you can give will be helpful. $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever it is, any amount will help. So please help today by clicking donate at basicgospel.net. And when you do, be sure to request your copy of our latest resource called Trail of Assurance. And we would love to get you a copy of it as our way of saying thank you for supporting Basic Gospel with your love and your prayer, so, and your financial support. So we encourage you to go online to basicgospel.net and join us today, friends. Once again, that number, 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel.
Well, Bob, just an update on what we need by the end of September. We've had a generous outpouring of support, and I am so appreciative and so grateful. We've heard from many long-term friends, and we've heard from many brand-new friends, people that we've just connected with here in the last month or so.
That's great.
And so many people are stepping up the plate and saying, yes, we want to keep this good news going out through the Basic Gospel airwaves. So we need still about 20,000 between now and Wednesday.
Yeah.
So thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's keep the momentum going. Let's keep this good news going out and connecting the love of Christ to human hearts all over this planet.
Absolutely. Once again, you can contribute right now at basicgospel.net.
Let's go to our phone lines. We're going to start up in Canada with Kat. Hi, Kat.
Hi. How are you, Bob?
We're doing well. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm a new caller.
Great.
I listen to Andrew Farley a lot, so... yeah, but my question today, I guess, would be, is I struggle a lot with my salvation. Like, I'm single. I've been very lonely lately, and I've been a Christian probably for about 30 years, and I am a senior. I'm 62 years old, but my question, I guess, would be, is how do I really know? Like, I guess I just need this assurance, like you've been saying. I really need assurance of my salvation that I have this new heart and spirit. It's just that my mind, I do struggle with ADHD, and I'm not sure, too, I might be struggling with what they call scrupulosity. I have a friend who might, I think she struggles with that, too, and she's been through a lot in life as well. But it's also, I think, the coronavirus. I mean, it's so new for me, and I'm not used to being separated from people. And I'm a people person. Like, I like to be with people. And so I guess that would be my question. I do struggle a lot with loneliness. And I just wish, I was praying all night long last night. I didn't really sleep. And I was crying. And I just said, Lord, I wish I could see better. I wish you could reveal, like, make yourself more real to me. Because it's just been so difficult for me, and even difficult at times, even just trying to find some new godly friends to get to know. And I do go to a church, so just to let you know that.
Yeah.
And it's a good church. I believe that.
Well, I certainly understand all that you're going through, Kat. And when we have those, when we're isolated, when we can't really connect with people like this pandemic has brought about. I mean, it's isolated us from other humans. And so that's hard to deal with. And when you're isolated and those feelings of loneliness start to creep in, then your mind has a tendency to go all over the place. And with that kind of thinking, your feelings are going to follow suit, and it's easy to feel like you're distant. You're actually distant from other humans, and because of that, you start feeling distant from God. You feel like He's a million miles away, and all of those things, and that really just adds to the sense of loneliness. So that's kind of how our minds operate. And so what we have to do is just to bring our minds back to what we know to be true. Even though I'm isolated from other human contact, even though I have these feelings of loneliness, I know I'm not alone. I know that Christ is living in me, that Christ is with me right now. So I'm going to thank Him for that. I know that my sins are forgiven. So there's nothing that stands in the way of me and God having this relationship. All the obstacles have been removed, and He has drawn you near to Him, just as He's drawn every believer near to Him. So you are You are clean in Christ. You're forgiven in Christ. Christ lives in you. He's found a home in you. And that's where you need to bring your mind back to, that truth, and to say, Lord, thank you. Thank you that this is my reality, that I am not alone, that even though I have these feelings, those feelings don't line up with the truth of the gospel. So that's where you start, Kat. I think also you're a people person, and because you're a believer, you have been added to the body of Christ. So there's this natural desire inside of you to connect with other believers in Christ. Why? Because you belong to them and they belong to you. Romans chapter 12 is very clear that we all belong to one another, and we're bound together by the love of Christ, bound together in this new covenant in which we live. So to not be able to connect like you once used to, that can be very disconcerting. And then, like I said, you couple that with some of those feelings of loneliness, and you start making judgments about God's love based on your current situation. And that's not a fair judgment of God's love, because he fully demonstrated his love for you through the death of Jesus Christ. So you have to keep coming back to that, don't you? That's your anchor. That's your foundation. That's where you find solid footing, and that's where you find refreshment and hope in your day-to-day experience. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's just that I've been finding it very difficult because I'm just not used to this separation thing, you know,
yeah,
with this virus. And
I know.
It's hard.
It's a widespread issue.
Yeah. I would like to support you. And I was talking to the person before I went on the air about, do you accept paper checks?
Yes, we do. And
that's okay.
Well, let me do this. I want to do a couple of things for you, Kat. I want to put you on hold, get some information, and I want to send you some of our resources that will help you as far as assurance of salvation. And like I said, we have a real tendency as human beings to judge how God feels about us or how God thinks about us based on our trials and tribulations of life. So if things are going good, we think God is for us. If things are going bad, we think God is against us. And that's just not true. God has a better way of telling us about his love, and that's the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and the indwelling of his Spirit. So we have some information that will help bring your mind back to those basic essential truths that will fill your heart with this gratitude and this growing assurance that absolutely nothing, even the coronavirus, cannot separate you from the love of God. So let me put you on hold, and we'll get all that all those resources to you. Okay,
thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Kat. Great to talk with you today.
Yeah, thanks for reaching out.
Yes
indeed.
Yeah. Thank you. You too. Yes.
Well, you hang on.
We have calls on the board, so let's keep it rolling, Bob.
Yeah, let's stay right there in Canada and talk with Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Karen.
Hello. I'm glad to talk to you. I want to share the gospel message, which some of the ones that I'm sharing it with have heard it over and over and over in traditional churches, and actually the implications of Jesus's death, his burial, his resurrection. That's what I need some material on. If you have some to get my friend to think through what the gospel, what it implied when Jesus died and when he was buried and when he was resurrected, and to give the gospel message a meaning to her, and maybe by faith she will accept it, accept Jesus.
Well, like, Karen, I just love hearing your heart for your friend, your uh-huh. love for your friend, and your true desire to see her be made alive together with Christ. And just keep praying for her. Pray that her eyes will be opened and that she will see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So pray specifically for that, that she will see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But what I want to do, I want to send you a copy of my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. And the first five chapters of that book are really an explanation of the gospel. And there's one particular chapter called The Crossover. And it really kind of lays out kind of our condition and the solution that God brought to us in Jesus through his death, burial, and resurrection. So this is something that you could read to help in your communication, I think, with her. And it's also a book that you can put in her hands and say, would you read this and let's have a conversation about it. So I think this would be helpful. I would love to send it to you, and this will just be our compliments to you. And then the only thing that we request is that you keep us posted, okay?
Okay.
Because we want your friend to know Jesus too. And we will join you in praying for her, and we will trust that God, by his Spirit, will touch her heart in such a way that her eyes will see clearly who Jesus is and what he accomplished and the life that he is offering to her by grace through faith. So let me put you on hold. We'll send you this book. And, boy, we will just look forward to hearing back from you sometime in the future, okay?
Oh, boy. Okay, that would be great.
Yes, indeed. You hang on, Karen, and thank you for loving people as God in Christ has loved you.
Thank you.
You hang on.
Just reveals a wonderful heart to reach out to a friend.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Louisville, Kentucky, and talk to Mary Jo. Hi, Mary Jo.
Hello. I'm calling for a friend. She says, if we are healed by his stripes on his back, why do people still get sick?
Well, Mary Jo, I think the Bible is pretty clear when Isaiah the prophet penned those words in chapter 53. He was talking about our souls. We were really messed up. Our hearts were wicked and deceitful and beyond cure. That's the result of sin. And his death solved the sin problem. And in solving the sin problem, it solved our heart problem. So when we come to Christ by faith, our hearts are healed. Our hearts are made new. Now, we live in bodies that are still subject to sin and death, and we're going to experience disease here on planet Earth. And eventually, all of us are going to die. These bodies are going to die. But we're going to get brand new resurrected bodies. That's our great hope. But what's been healed has been our hearts, our souls. And the Scripture makes that clear. 1 Peter chapter 2 talks about that, the healing of our souls. When Jesus healed the 10 lepers, one came back and said, thank you. And it was to that one, he said, go forth, you have been made whole. That's what the blood of Jesus does for you and me. The other nine were healed of their leprosy, but only one was healed on the inside. And that's what the cross and resurrection do for you and me. Okay, Mary Jo, we're out of time. Thanks for your call and another great question.
Yes, indeed. And friends, thank you for being with us today. Please remember that Basic Gospel is listener-supported, and we need your support to keep the good news coming, and thanks to all of those of you who have responded to the need so far this month. As always, you can make your gift at basicgospel.net, and as you make your September donation between now and Wednesday, request your copy of our latest resource, Trail of Assurance, our way of saying thank you for standing with Basic Gospel. Again, please make that donation at basicgospel.net. We truly need your help at this time, so again, click donate at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow for the same time, same station for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.